Introduction. Beloved and holy and only child of the Heavenly Father, child of the One Source, child of Light Divine, I am the one known as Jeshua ben Joseph. Jesus, you have called me, and it is in great joy that I come to abide with you now, as you have chosen to turn the focus of your attention unto me. I take the opportunity to speak with you through this, my ancient friend and teacher, the one known as Judith, because she allows me to speak through her. When I call her my ancient friend and teacher, this is true, for when we walked the earth together, she was at one time my teacher in the Essene community where we lived. But when I call her my teacher, that does not make her any more special than you, because you are also my teacher. We are all teachers one unto each other. Even now, when you may perceive me as being ascended and being somewhere apart from you, I can go nowhere without you. For we are one together as our Father's holy creation. And though I show not a body identifiable as Jeshua ben Joseph, and you see me not, I am with you always. You are the essence of me, as I am the essence of you. You are my teacher, as I am your teacher, for the mind of God is ever expanding and ongoing, ever experiencing itself. The mind of God is not static, it is dynamic. And as you experience, I experience, as we experience the totality, the mind of God experiences. Each seeming individuality serves the other one, each is the teacher of the other. I come in this manner because of an alignment, an agreement which has been made. I come and I speak through this one, even though she has reluctance to do this. She has resistance, she has feelings, she has doubts. She says to herself, what is this all about? It is all about awakening. As you share in what is happening in this manner, she is awakening. And as you acknowledge the awakening within her, know that it also happening with you, because you could not perceive it if it were not also true for you. Know that as you have chosen to read these words, to contemplate the ideas and concepts presented herein, to resonate in the heart with the truth as it becomes remembered, you are awakening. I have asked her to make this demonstration because many of the friends who have known her for some time have known the mouse that she has perceived herself to be, a mouse who is now finding her voice. So the demonstration which is now occurring is to show you that a mouse can find the courage to speak her truth even though she has her own doubts. The importance is for you to know that you can have the courage to speak your truth, to open the mind to new concepts and to allow the heart to come fully alive. You have come to crossroads where you have had to make a choice of living in separation and limitation, a choice of merely living one day at a time, or the choice to walk the path of the Father, of knowing that you are much more than what the voice of the world describes. You have made the choice to walk the path of the Father, to live in your own light, to express the joy which you are. The time is now upon your plane when there is much need of the love and joy which you are to be shared with your fellow brothers and sisters. There is an acceleration of energy coming to this plane, an acceleration called forth not by masters apart from you, but by the masters you are. And it will either be used in a positive way or in a negative outpicturing. The energies which you see show you many events where people are confused, feeling an intensity, feeling an onrush of energy and power and of confusion. What do they do with the energy? Where do they go? Your prisons are full to overflowing with people who are confused, who want to know their Christ self, who want to know who they truly are. Your hospitals are full to overflowing with people who are confused and hurting because they want to know. In their soul, they are crying out to know, who am I? Is this all there is? You are the ones who can share the vision with them. You are the ones who can shine your light upon the situation and allow opportunity for seeing anew. You are the ones who can open a window and let in a bit of fresh air for them. This is your mission. It is what you have asked to do because it allows your awakening as well. This is not the first turning of an age, as you would see time to be, which you have chosen to participate in. You have been here for other turnings of the age and have helped usher in other times of enlightenment. There is a knowing, an understanding, however subtle, deep within your soul. You have made the choice to call forth heaven upon earth. and I come because you have called me forth. I come as your servant. I come as your cheerleader. I come unto you to remind you who you are, of the spirit which you are, and the dynamic quality of the light which we are. I come forth to be with you from the place which you and I share and have shared since before time was. I come to abide with you because I love that which you are. And that which you are is perfect peace, perfect love, perfect light, intelligence beyond your utmost imagination. You are your Father's holy child. You are my brother. You are my sister. I behold you as myself, the one Christ. Jeshua.